Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the Jenna Bander podcast on today that is Tuesday, the 18th of December. Only 1 week left, guys. Ring, ding, 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 ding. Something in my butthole. It's nearly Christmas. I'm just going to start off the first bit of the podcast here. Maureen's going to join me very shortly. It's 9 o'clock at night. We don't do this very often, late night podcasts. Usually because there's no energy. There's no energy left in the fucking room. You know what I mean? By the time we get one done in the evening. But sure, we'll see how this goes. She's probably blocked. You know, she has a borderline drinking problem. And, you know, she's been saucing it up all night. You know, coming in with the old tinted lips. She'll be all like, what's the crack of you? You'll be like, why's your lips and teeth grey? And she'll be like, is this a charcoal treatment on different teeth? You know, she'll be half sauced. But let me mention some things up front here. Main thing, there is a gig happening on the 5th of January in the Limelight where I'm going to record like a greatest hits of all my material from like the last 2 years plus some new bits. So it's really going to be me taking last year's show, which was General Banter, Trans Blender this year, choking to death because I got a new air freshener which keeps going and then I choke to death for fucking 10 minutes. Taking some of that material and then putting it with some new stuff that I think is like, you know, what would we call it, like evergreen, a lot more evergreen material so it lasts longer when you put it out. You know, I don't want to be talking about stuff that's like, oh my god, fucking bloody blah. Oh here she is, come on in. I thought about doing ads already, but then, oh, there she is, glass of wine. I was just talking about your drink problem. Come on in, take a seat, sauced up. On the old,
I thought I put a Christmas jumper
on the old special Vimto. Maureen's special Vimto.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take,
it's bright that light.
Yeah, it's nighttime, so if I don't have it, then we can't see anything.
It's just for one side, though.
No, it's great. Lights us both up. So yeah, basically, oh, fuck me.
Oh, sorry.
Unbelievable. So basically, I'm going to do bits from,
what can I do?
You know, steaming, what, you, no control over anything. So gonna do bits from the last show, which is Jenna Banter, bits from this show, Trans Blender, and then some new bits so that I can put it online. Let your eyes adjust, and by adjust, I mean burn. And then just talk into that anytime you want to talk. That's the microphone that moves about too. This is making me nervous,
and the fact you've gone busy.
The fact you've had 14 of them already.
My teeth black.
Yeah, well, that's what I was saying. Well, grey teeth.
I don't know. How do you drink wine, red wine, without your teeth going black?
Brush them. Maybe. So yeah, that's happening on the 5th of January. Get yourself some tickets. By my estimation, there's about 100 tickets left. From a guy who's made very little effort to actually sell the fucking things. But seemingly, there's not many of them left. Are we adjusted? That was my other big announcement. Patreon. Thanks to everyone who's been signing up to Patreon. It's all going to good use. You know what I mean? If you're part of the Dead On Mafia, you can get special deals if you're part of that secret Instagram. You know? The t-shirts are flying out. The Dead On Mafia ones, nearly all gone. Is that white box up there, Maureen?
Yeah. Yeah.
About fucking 10 left in
it. Oh yeah, my God. Is that all there's left?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, the blender ones are down to like two smalls and there's nothing. It pretty much all went. I mean, if you want a t-shirt that says General Banter Podcast on it, you can have 50,000 of them. But, you know.
There's not that many.
Well, there's 50,000.
Maybe 50.
Maybe. So that's about it. It's crazy. It freaks me out when people buy merch. You're like, that's crazy. Sure enough, listen to it for free, do all that shit. But then to actually be... And by the way, people are buying like multiple things.
Yeah.
People are spending like 80 quid on fucking like a hoodie and three t-shirts.
Definitely, yeah. I think even like a few people were asking like, oh, did you have loads to send out this year? And I said like, yeah. But the funny thing was a lot of them were like doubled up. Yeah, so like, there wasn't as many singles.
I can remember postage on things being like, you know, fucking 250, 300
pounds. Yeah, like £300.
Just to post the fucking things.
Which now it's all like big packages.
Now because it's just like one package with like three or four or two things in it. I hate when people do that, like the wrong order. You know, three, four, two, one things in it.
One or six things.
But yeah, it's crazy because when I remember being in school going like, I'd love to just have my own t-shirts and
do
my own designs on them. And now people are actually fucking buying them. Like they're buying loads of them.
Yeah.
You know?
But it's because they're a good design. They aren't just like merch kind
of thing. Let's not mess about. Swagged out.
Yeah, they're really cool.
As fuck, bro. You know? And I have people who know a lot about, you know, assholes that will queue up and buy Supreme hats and some real fucking hype beast, just dirty little street monkeys who are like, bro, this is pure fire. And I'm not just talking about Aaron McCann, I'm talking about other people who are probably a lot cooler than Aaron McCann.
Whenever this stuff got delivered and like we were opening it up, we just arrived back and it was all delivered. And like I've never seen it as like, it just looked so good. Like
you had to,
more than any of the other ones you've
you
ever
had
made.
You had to start recording me opening them as if it was some significant moment.
I don't know. They just looked so good.
I mean, gone are the days of like.
That white and pink one is so cool. Like.
Gone are the days of us just, you know, like, oh yeah, we'll get that and whatever's the cheapest t-shirt and whatever. And then the more you do it, the more you're like, no, it has to be like the really nice good. Fucking ring spun t-shirt and it has to be that fucking discharge print or whatever it's called. Can't just be some old shitty printing.
Yeah.
It's good quality t-shirts. Stuff. It's good quality stuff, guys. So thanks to everyone who's bought one of those. And also kind of fuck you because I don't have a Dead On Mafia t-shirt. I didn't get one of the green ones either.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know what I have even to fucking put on there. I mean, thank God I got one of the new Buy the Blender or the Team Blender ones because they're all the big ones are gone now. You know, so luckily I saved myself one of those. Isn't that good? Good for me.
Good for you, Cole.
And that's all I have to really say at this juncture. Do you want to play an intro, Maureen?
Yeah, can I move that light?
Where to?
There, behind the camera.
But then it's too far away.
For what? Why don't you put another one on this direction?
Because you stole it, that's why. Bloody...
There's two other lights there.
But you don't want to put that one on.
No, the other one, the ring light?
You don't want to put it on, Warren. Oh, blind forever.
What about a lamp? I'm peeling off as it is. This is really...
You're peeling off? General Banter Podcast with Cole and Jettis. Right about you, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. Yo, bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world godfather soul. Colin Jettis. It's Jettis, actually. Jettis. 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 Fuck you. Now, I don't know how loud that was in your ear. I don't know how loud this is because every week is a learning curve. And people are like, bro, buy yourself some fucking pop shields because I'm deaf here. What the fuck? What have you to do to win around here? I listen to some podcasts and they are shit quality.
Yeah.
You know, and this one's mics and fucking all sorts of stuff. And people are like, bro, you were a bit too close to the mic and went, poof. So I'm going to have to get that fucking
I think it also depends how you listen to it. If it's in headphones or from a speaker or if it's on like a computer, it can all sound different.
Like right now, I haven't got the gain turned up a lot. I feel like I'm trying to distance myself from the microphone. It's not peaking at all. It's not peaking up there, which it normally does. Normally, I'm like, keep it loud. I do a lot of my mixing post. You know, I find out. See that P there? See that I just said a P? That guy fell off his bike in London somewhere. Bro, not listening anymore. Bit loud in my ear. I've got noise cancelling headphones on in bed. Too loud. Bro, you're supposed to be listening to it at work when you're being paid to fucking be there. Listen to it at work, bro. Jesus Christ. What do you think of the sound quality? Like, see, even that noise, people hate that. Now, I've listened to a blind boy in the last week or two, and the cunt would not stop vaping. And I was like, that's about enough for me to not listen. That's, like, you're going, yeah. Oh, your peaks a wee bit. This cunt's going, fucking bloody blah, fucking banana companies are raping the children. All this shit. Vaping on them. That's the fucking most annoying noise of all time.
Did you hear him on the...
You might as well have a plastic bottle and a fucking icy drink, you know? And, you know, like a... Like some pearls that keep hitting the microphone. Go ahead.
I was going to say, did you hear him on the Russell Brand podcast?
Two insufferable assholes.
No, it's quite good, but whatever
his
way...
His special, by the way.
The shut up. You didn't watch it all.
Do you want chopsticks to eat my dick?
Was that? I quite liked it.
It was merit.
But you could hear... what do you call them? Blind Boys, like the bag rustling the whole time, because clearly it's differently mic'd than his.
For someone
and the whole time it was rustling, and that was really annoying me.
For somebody who never shuts up about the sound quality, fidelity, you know, the podcast might sound a bit different this week because I'm in a hotel room. Bro, sounds the same. Sounds exactly the same. Maybe it's dealt with the rustling bag, and which is their new duo that they're touring the country with. It's rustling bag! That's my impression here, Russell
Brand. Instead of Rutland Bog, that's your new song.
You know, and then vaping down the fucking thing. Could you imagine?
All right, Colin, that's enough complaining now.
No, it's Christmas and I'll fucking do what I want. That's the way the song goes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Here it is Christmas and I do what I want to, bitch. You know? Heard a Tom Petty song that's a Christmas song the other day.
Cool.
What's this attitude?
What's your attitude?
Old sassy McTwelve glasses here.
Imagine being this sassy and not even drinking. That's worse.
Yeah, some of us have been out here working all night. You know, and by working, I mean I watched a documentary about bodybuilders.
Cute.
There was a guy, his name's Jay Cutler.
Cool.
And he was like...
Tell me more.
And he was like, the main problem with this is the calorie consumption. He goes, people always ask me, what's your favorite food? And I'm like, I don't have a favorite food. I don't look forward to any meals. And I'm like, eh? Why do you look like that then? Why not be like, you know, Shredsville instead of just like a guy that literally looks like one of those fucking bulls that they've given steroids to?
But he's really big, like a really big
Yeah, fucking enormous, like freakish. Just, you know, like he's sitting there eating like a bowl or something and his fucking traps are like sitting away up here, shoulders about that size.
And he doesn't like eating meals.
He's like, I don't like any food, but I just have to eat it all.
There are some people who don't enjoy eating, which, I mean...
But to do a thing where it requires you to do nothing but that.
Yeah.
Like this guy literally, there aren't enough hours in the day for him to fucking eat. And he's like, I don't look forward to any meals. I should be a fucking bodybuilder. I'd love that shit.
There you go.
I should just, like, if I could just free up my time, do nothing but weights, and then eat as much as, probably I just regular.
That's already what you do, isn't it?
Yeah, I just don't do the weights enough, you know? I don't do the weights enough. Probably got to do them maybe for about 4 or 5 hours a day, probably, to be the size he is. And I'd say definitely squirt some bull semen into my blood at some point. You know, just to get
so just that. The weights then you need. You got it.
I just want to suck a cow's dick. I don't know why.
Cool. Yeah, that's better. Organic, you know.
Organic.
Organic.
We watched, put on Ellen's special today since we're talking about crap specials.
What would you give it out of 10?
Well, I fell asleep during the middle of it, so it's hard to really know. But like, the funny thing is, you know, the Russell Brand thing does it too, where it's like they don't have regular sort of observations or opinions on things. And like she joked around like, oh, this is relatable. You know, it's actually called relatable, isn't it?
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm trying to be like a normal person. But you're just not, especially when you take that much time out, you're not living, I don't think you're doing regular stuff. So you're not picking up on regular things. So a lot of the stuff that you talk about is kind of like, oh, this is a very specific thing that only happens to me, a famous person. Russell Brand did it too. You know, I just feel like it's not...
What do you mean he did it to? His was more explaining stories that have come out.
Yeah, but that's not really fucking stand-up. That's just a one-man show about him.
But I think these days there isn't such thing as just regular stand-up anymore. With you know...
Well, there definitely is.
Okay, I know, but I mean, because there's so many other outlets now, people kind of merge them all together, especially in stand-up specials. They kind of go, well, I kind of do all these things, so I'll make sure I do all of them.
I mean, it's kind of funny because it literally is based on who's, you know, they'll be like, oh, Alan, you're famous as shit. Do you fancy doing a stand-up special on Netflix? And you'll be like, oh, yeah, do I have to do anything? Just prepare the material. You know, it doesn't really have to even be that good, whatever. Enough people will watch it, doesn't matter a fuck. You know, because they're like really, really fucking good ones won't have a Netflix special.
That's true, a lot of the time.
You know, because they're just sort of maybe doing stand-ups. I mean, a lot of them do podcasts and stuff like, but I mean, how long did it take goddamn like Joey Diaz to get something after him being like on all these podcasts and everyone saying he's absolutely hilarious? You know, and then he finally gets one half an hour and it's not even that good because for some reason you can't really capture it that well.
It's funny though how you're sort of saying people who are really famous are the ones that get the specials, but then once they're really famous, they don't have relatable lives, so that they're not as funny.
Yeah, so it's a bit like maybe it's better to just not be successful.
But, and isn't that a shame?
I heard somebody, it was on that Hot Ones, they had Pete Holmes on it, and your guy, you know the guy that hosts it, eating all the fucking wings, he goes, how come rappers, the second they get fucking famous, are just like, yeah, caviar and champagne and Bentleys and all this shit, but it's frowned upon for a comedian to do that?
Yeah, because you're supposed to be seen as this, like, a regular person.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to be not a regular person. And then, as you say now, as soon as someone has anything else to talk about, you go, oh, look at you.
But it's not, I don't even mind that.
Do you think rich people can be funny?
I think it's just when it's like something that's, it's just, it goes beyond stand-up because you're not really doing, I don't know, it just feels like.
I mean, a lot of stand-up is just storytelling.
It's not necessarily outright jokes. But I don't know, some of it's just very specific to like Russell Brand's famous life.
Yeah, but that was,
and he has to refer to very specific things when he did a thing. And
you
then,
didn't watch his special.
Of course, I didn't. Absolutely glanced through it. I don't give a fuck.
Came into the kitchen whilst I was doing something and watching
he's
it.
He's in there like,
and you watched like 5 minutes of
he's
it.
He's become like a jiu-jitsu meme because, you know, like he does it once a week for like 3 weeks, and then he was like, the benefits of jiu-jitsu for your life.
But his whole special was him talking about this mad thing happened. Here's kind is of it not called, here I'll describe
is
it.
Is it not called I'm Jesus Christ though? What's it called?
No. I can't remember what it's called.
Because I only do yoga so I can lick my own bangle. That's what it's called.
I think it's more paraphrased than that, but yeah, something like that. But did you not, just talking about that, was it you who said to me ages ago something like,
jumper stinks?
Again, the hard thing about a successful comedian is a lot of the time, maybe they're like flying all the time for shows and traveling. So a lot of their material does become like, oh, I was on the plane the other day, and oh, I was in the airport. Oh, I was in queuing up for a flipping sandwich somewhere, because you don't have a regular life anymore. So
yeah,
your actual observations are so different.
You're so far beyond going like, this guy in my work is a
weirdo.
Yeah, you
don't have that. So that's obviously what has to happen. I think so long as it's still funny, it doesn't matter.
But that's still general life, I think. I don't know, there was just something about the Russell Brand one pissed me off.
But I honestly think you should watch it from the start before you can really...
I don't want to do that.
But then don't have an opinion if you haven't actually watched it.
This is the General Banner podcast point. We take the piss out of things with no research, no information, no even normal level of intelligence.
And if you're calling, you'll then watch the thing and then still not take your opinion back.
We put blindfolds on and we turn the lights off and we swing samurai swords till someone dies or laughs. And that's it. And that's all, folks.
So if you want
to get that jumper.
Do you not remember where I got it now?
I'm trying to remember. I can't remember.
It's a really old jumper. I got it when I used to work in Urban Outfitters.
Oh, yes.
So I used to work there and you had to wear like Christmassy. And this is about as Christmassy jumper as I went.
It's nice.
I mean, it's actually a vintage jumper. It's so itchy. It's unbelievable. And so warm. Like, I'm really sweating right now.
Sweating? I know I'm going to do a lot of cooking at your parents' house this year. So I'm going to...
Bikini.
Honestly, yeah, I might get some.
Do you know, Mummy was up today and she was talking, should we like do a fancy dress for Christmas, like a theme.
Oh yeah, I'm going full elf, like.
No, we were thinking Hawaiian.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Go Hawaiian shirts and show. Yeah. Because it's, yeah.
And it'll be 1,000 degrees.
Because I know there'll be like heating on and a fire lit in that kitchen.
And then you're drinking and it's really warm.
And
yeah.
Grills and fucking fryers and everything. And I'm going to be, you know, a full geschwitz.
That's what?
Yiddish for sweating.
Oh, obviously.
Geschwitz myself.
Really?
I don't know. Made that up. I feel like a lot of the Jewish or Yiddish shit you can just make up. You're like, oh yeah. You know, like, I got diarrhea and did a gesquirt. You know, you just make it up. Gespritzen, but gespritzen.
Maybe, are you Jewish secretly?
Let's look up some.
That sounds just like your normal.
We've talked about this before, but there is a bit in some film where your man, it's a Christopher Guest movie where he does all the Yiddish. But there has to be some funny Yiddish knocking about. Let me see. Funny Yiddish. Funny Yiddish songs. What's this? Shake It Off, Jewish parody. I mean, these are a lot. Treat You Better, parody, Treat You Better. Huh? Look at all this shit. Oh my god, this is some bullshit.
Something just said Hitler song there. That's weird.
Where's that?
It had a picture of a baby.
Yeah, with a black kid with blue eyes. Freakish.
My one wish in this life is for a world where everyone's white. Without you, without you, without you, without you, without
you. The picture of Sir Jack's like a bunker.
In this land, no more barbarous Streisand. Without you, without you, without you.
But that may well be done by a Jewish guy, like, taking the piss, but you know there's, like, some fucking down South American types that are just like, God damn it, that song is
this
out.
Is owning a house party?
Yeah. Without Jews! Not funny Yiddish songs. There's bound to just be funny Yiddish. Do you want to turn that heater off?
I didn't
turn
it
on. Are you sweating?
On.
My legs are sweating. Yiddish for
oh,
dummies.
Oh yeah, this wall is eating me right now, so...
This world is eating me.
Hello, my little sugar nuts. I'm Ida Rosenberg, and today I want to do something.
My sound quality is bad. Jesus Christ. Let me see. Give me some Yiddish.
Who is Carl Icahn?
By the way.
And why did Time Magazine...
I'm actually glad this ad started playing. Have you ever seen this psycho
the master
before?
Master of the Universe. No. And... why he's the most important investor in America.
I would love to know who these fucking like lifestyle consulting experts are.
Do yeah,
know
they what I mean? Come up I feel like before you could, every video
I feel
on
like,
YouTube.
I mean, this guy has the most psychotic eyes. And he goes, hello, my name's Sam Evans. Welcome to my fucking office here. And not a lot of people say you should have a Harley Davidson in your office, but that's exactly why I have a Harley Davidson in my office. Because it's crazy. I'm a crazy rich person. Like, you could literally get a loan, hire an office... fill it full of shit that you tell people is like, you know, you're starting with, yes, this is an original Cybertooth target teeth. Costs $50 trillion. Like any other fucking money expert would be like, why did you spend $50 million on a Sabertooth tiger tooth? You fucking spastic. But my name's Sam Evans because I do crazy things. People are like, that's a bad investment. And I'm like, I don't give a shit.
Is it ovens
cunt.
Or are you saying Owens in an
ovens?
Australian nice accent? Ovens?
I'm dying over
here. Just turn it off.
Also, my bloody Glade plug-ins popping all over the place.
Oh, Colin, get your tats out.
I thought there was a fucking ghost in here, earlier.
Oh, sweet sweat patch, dude.
It's probably not sweat. It's probably from me making your goddamn dinner earlier. I made an absolutely tremendous bolognese earlier because I'm Sam Evans and I make things in the oven, but I also can operate a hub. But the guy's a fucking... how do you become the... you know, these people are just... these fucking, like... what are you going to pay this? I'm the CEO and founder of consulting.com. That's what it says. What the fuck you... Do you go to him and you're like, bro, Sam, I'm fucking skint, bro. How'd I turn my life around? You're thinking that you're supposed to think like a billionaire. Because what I did was I got a loan and I bought... I started a project where they, they were fetching bits of the Titanic, which is costing circa $20 million a minute, but it's totally worth it.
Look at me now.
Look at me now. I have a Harley Davidson that's old as shit, which I'm pretty sure is a fucking... I just don't know what he does. You know, it's just like, at least Gary Vee is like, yeah, I'm one of these consulting business people, dude. And I have a business that makes millions of dollars.
This guy's he's just consulting like, after he's run a business for years.
Yeah, this guy's probably consulting like that. It's like people who are like, maybe do a thing and then start vlogging. And then he's just the equivalent of a guy who's just like, oh no, I just started vlogging and I don't really do anything.
But do you not think that's kind of the problem with social media in general? Like, yeah, people make livings by showing other people how to make a living doing nothing by making a living doing nothing. I don't know. It's like this weird
people just
thing.
Like, people are just like fucking
giving you advice how to
money. I'm an influencer.
Yeah, it's weird.
What the fuck are you influencing? My boner?
I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
You go to the fucking gym every day and yank your goddamn leggings up in your fucking moose knuckle. And then you're like, buy this tea.
Yeah, but no, at least that's something. Some people do just give advice about running a blogging business or something, and then they teach you how to do it.
I'm sweating.
I know what I'm saying. And then it's like, so you too can make money giving advice on how to...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's really weird. Like, what is that? There's no substance anywhere. There's no product to sell. You're pushing it around. It's essentially one of those pyramid schemes. People don't realize.
Yeah, it's the domino effect, isn't it, in business?
I like the way you shook your head when you said that, like you're really like, yes, you know about business.
My name is Sam Evans. Come to me and I'll tell you how to, if you check my account in the red, but at the minute, I've a lot of money invested in the fact that other rich people might come to me and have a chat and I'm going to be like, now, let me just turn the tables on the consulting. How do you make the money you currently have? And then he tells him, he goes, and then he'd be like, okay. And then he says it back to him, you know? My advice to you would be, start from the bottom, work your way up, don't have a lot of debt.
Invest, put
your finger in a couple of pies, bloody blah.
Do you know who that is?
That's £18 million, please.
Do you know who that is?
Who?
I totally forgot his name now. What do you call the manager from Flight of the Conchords?
Oh, yeah. Who's eating? That's that guy.
What is his name? I totally forgot his name.
What about per diems? We don't have per diems because I bought a $50 million Harley Davidson, currently engineless, but it's in the office. And if you ever need to set a cup of coffee somewhere, it's there. It's available all day. It's going nowhere. Fucking asshole. No, this is 4 minutes. That's fucking
Well, first of all, if you don't know who can't...
Look at his eyes. He may be blind. I'm Sam Evans, first ever blind consulting agent. If you're wondering why my eyes are pinballing around my head, it's because I'm legally blind and I'm a female.
He's probably one of the best financial masterminds.
Do you remember my cousin? My cousin, the one that we went to class with, she's really good. We're really close though. She thought for years that if anyone knows who the happy pair are, she thought that they were blind. Because she was like, but their eyes are so squished up. And she went, I was convinced they were blind for years. And I was like, they're not blind. And she's like, really? I was like, yeah. Convinced that they're both blind.
They do have, they've got very small, slitty eyes. And then they're also slightly cross-eyed. Absolutely beautiful.
But like, I love how she just thought they were doing so well, doing all this blind. Like, we're just swimming in the ocean, totally blind.
Yeah.
Oh, so funny.
Two of them, like two twin brothers, both full blind.
Run a really successful business, totally blind.
I know, they get so excited over like not much.
Cooking, slicing things, totally blind.
Absolutely beautiful fucking raw turmeric here. We're just going to eat the raw turmeric. Try eating a fucking bit of raw turmeric and not projectile vomiting. Oh, absolutely fucking good. That's going to make her piss bright yellow. Mm, gorgeous. That's lovely.
Yeah, but...
Gorgeous. Today we're making fucking absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. It's more high... Is it high pitch? Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, that's it.
Absolutely beautiful fucking...
That's really good. That's really good. Impressive.
It's actually beautiful vegan pork fillet, which is actually spuds. Coming up for Christmas...
beautiful recipe. Me and Stevie and Davey and Stevie. People think we're twins. There's actually six of us, and two of them are called Dave, and three of them are called Stephen. And then Brian is a woman, but he's an ugly cunt. You don't see him. Gonna have a beautiful vegan stuffed turkey. Well, the turkey's actually a turnip, and it's fucking beautiful. It's made 100% out of hummus. Hummus and turnip. It's fucking disgusting. But here, listen. Talk about fucking detox. You know, any drinks you take over Christmas. Beautiful shits. Beautiful shits in January. Not a closed anus and fucking the whole place. You know, fucking. We're making Brussels sprouts. And, you know, they're not actually vegan. So we're making Brussels sprouts. We're actually going to put a cabbage in the tumble dryer till it's the size of a fucking. Same happens.
Has ever lived. You know, he's a billionaire, and every.
I've got the eyes of a psychopath.
CEO of a public company.
100% will kill, guaranteed.
In America, fears his phone call. Carl Icahn, he's a corporate raider. And what that means is he preys on public companies that make dumb.
Watches American Psycho once.
Fucking in the window.
And have CEOs and management teams in them that basically start steering the ship the wrong way. And he looks for these dumb decisions.
Oh, he's a dirty bitch. I know what he's done. He shot another video where he's like, yeah, welcome to my office. What, people say I don't have a fucking Harley Davidson in your office. And then this other shot from the other angle. That's your house, bro. That's not your
something
office.
Something called...
I don't have an office. I consult out of Starbucks.
First principles. And what first principles is it's basically a way of reasoning...
Bro, absolute full wing.
What's he talking about?
I don't know. He's waffling shit. Yiddish words by BuzzFeed.
Oh. You should be using right now. It says right now.
Oh, she's a schmutz.
This is
you
a
see all the schmutz around today.
Schmutz.
I've got to wear my old schmutz today.
Oh, it's hard seats.
Hard on the tuchus.
On the tuchus.
Ready for a nosh?
Nosh?
That's a Yiddish word?
Did I pause that and you burped down the mic?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, get some geschwitze nosh.
I could use a nosh. I'm starving. I could use a nosh. If I don't get a nosh by 1 o'clock, so help me, I'm going to plutz.
Plutz?
I'm going to plutz. Explode, drop dead.
I don't know why you want to schlep this board every day. It's easier to play cards.
This is like the worst episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm ever. Schlepping your schwitz and... Kaplops.
Heard the rabbi's wife used to be a good shtup. Shtup.
She talks about him. You know, Yenta talk?
Yenta.
Yenta is
this one, talk about that one. She cooks everything in schmaltz. No wonder her husband.
Schmaltz? Yeah, that's legit terminology for chicken fat.
He is so large.
Huh?
I mean, I don't want to be a crash. I try to tell her, you gotta clean it up a little bit. She says to me, what chutzpah coming from your mouth to tell me what to do? Maybe she drinks a little bit on the side and maybe is a little bit of a shicker.
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 I thought it was a shitter.
Shicker means
in
drunk.
That store that we went to, he's an alpaca. He doesn't know what younger guys like us need, right? It's for sugar, right? He's got my, you know.
Fakakta.
There's a band called Meshuggah.
Fakakta.
Fakakta.
Fakakta. I mean, this is basic. I know all this from watching Curb Your Enthusiasm. No joke. BuzzFeed, more a pointless scat. 33 minutes in. Let me talk about my week.
Talk about pointless scat. Let's continue.
Was that Cole Rain last week? Shout out to everyone going around. Shout out to the guy who just wouldn't stop fucking heckling the whole goddamn time.
So was one in there.
He just kept going, fat. Overweight.
Did someone say that?
Obesity.
Really?
Yeah.
Why are people such dicks?
Why? And then I said something like, oh, he's got fucking, like, you know, health problem, Tourette's. And then I just started going, fucking tennis elbow, athlete's foot, things like that. But it's just, it's funny because, you know, in any other area of life, you wouldn't feel comfortable enough to do that. Do you know?
Yeah.
And it's and I would prefer it in any other walk of life. Not
except
here,
that when, you're on
when
stage.
I'm trying to fucking make everyone laugh and then have to deal with your shit. You know? Fat.
It's also such a really stupid heckle.
And I went, let's see how good looking this cunt is. And I was like, who said it? No one said a word. Because you know why? We're bringing the word back. Faggot. Here's the purpose of this. We're trying to break down the walls of word policing.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing is we're redirecting it to people who deserve it.
Deserve the bad,
yeah,
negative connotations.
You want to shout out in the dark, and then when confronted, you be quiet, faggot. Me and Mickey talked about the guy last week complaining about a girl's muffin tops, faggot. You know,
yeah.
Let's take ownership of that word for people who.
That's a really good idea.
Do you know what I mean? Just fucking deflect it to someone who
deserves
it.
Whatever it used to mean, whatever slur it used to be directed to, take it away from those people.
Rehome the words.
Yeah.
Do you know?
People, so that it's only a bad word to bad people?
Read the thing the other day, or like, you know, don't be screaming the F word in the middle of Fairytale New York. It does get out of hand, like when people all join in just at that fucking one line, like, I think, but...
I think people only do it because they kind of know you don't say that word. So it's kind of a little bit of a comic relief, a bit like to go, oh my goodness, you're not supposed to say that. And it's in a song. So I don't think anyone actually, well, they shouldn't really mean it.
I mean, obviously, you got to take it away completely because there are fucking idiots who'll use things completely out of context. I always refer to the Bill Burr concert or gig where the guy... He said about doing the dishes in his house, and the guy just went, faggot!
Yeah, the guy sitting beside us.
And they're like, all this sort of sexist shit that you think he does, which he kind of does, you think he absolutely means it.
Yeah, he didn't get the point, I don't think. Or the punchline of it.
Yeah.
Which is usually well-informed, obviously, from Bill Burr.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, the unfortunate thing is, there are a small percentage of people who actually use that word in a bad way to the people it shouldn't be about. That's the problem. Yeah. That's the reason no one can use it, even if you're joking, even if you don't mean any harm whatsoever to anyone.
It's like the ban on the guns thing.
There's
it's
one
like
guy in
you know
every
you gotta
ban
no one can it. Have guns because someone will fuck it up.
Yeah, because there's a small percentage of people will actually just kill people. Yeah.
Yeah. So I got
it's very annoying, isn't it?
I was getting heckled flat out. Ended up doing way more time than I thought I was going to do. I had to about 50 minutes. And then a break, and then I got the fuck out of there and went down to Lavery's, where Aaron McCallum was headlining. Don't think we gave that gig enough notice, to be honest. Small crowd at Lavery's. But he said it was a good gig, so whatever. Enjoy it.
Oh, the crowd were lovely, though. Everyone was really great.
Crowd
you know
was
when it was
lovely.
Real good crowds were like, it wasn't super, like, mad, which is a good thing. Like, everyone was just lapping it up.
Just 100% up for it.
Just real comedy fans. Like, everyone had already been to Lavery's, which is always nice.
Brilliant.
You know, real good comedy people. I love saying that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People who really enjoy the comedy club thing, not just a, I know who that guy is.
Yeah.
I'll go shout at him and call him abusive things.
Yeah.
Because I've seen a character.
Yeah, maybe the people knew, maybe they were like, oh, Aaron's going to be doing this. He's back from America.
Oh,
this
yeah,
gonna
I think
be great.
So, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, fair play. Fair fuck.
And it wasn't like it was all like Aaron's friends or anything. It wasn't even like that. It was all just...
Well, Aaron doesn't have friends, but you know, what you do.
It was a lot of like couples, which is really good. It's really nice. It's a nice midweek thing to do, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's great.
So there you go.
Looking forward to it tomorrow night. Got Lavery's tomorrow night. I'm going to MC.
Looking forward to see Mark and James again. They're real good.
Real good. Yeah, we see Deb again on Saturday. I was in Newcastle on Friday night. That was a fun gig, very fun indeed. Had a table of people walk. I keep getting a lot of these things recently. Like the last two Limelights, there was heckling, and then people like fucking left because they shout something and you say something back to them, and then they're like, "How dare you?" And you're like, "This is what fucking happens, bro." And then, you know, had the guy in Cold Rain wouldn't shut the fuck up. I've never been more happy that it was on in the first half and could just leave. Because I was like legit fucking angry. I was just like, fucking see you later. And the problem is, people like that do shit like that. And then you go, well, I'll just swerve Cold Rain on the next fucking gig tour then. You know what I mean? Which is unfortunate. Also, it's at the fucking the goddamn theatre on the uni, which is madness to me, but...
Why?
Because it was just the dead of winter and I don't know who was there.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
But then Friday night had someone... I came out and basically the stage there kind of has a almost like a little bit over it and it's about the height of me so I could touch my head on it. And I went like this, and my head went funny, and then I did like a Stephen Hawking impression because my face was like, "All right." I was like, "What is the crack, Newcastle?" Very funny. I mean, very funny. So I went, "That's terrible," and I went, "Fucking strap in," because that's just the beginning of it. And then, obviously, joking, like you know. And then she said something else, and there was just back and forward. And then I said something about being quiet, and she goes, "I paid in," and I went, "If I get your money back, would you leave?" Whole crowd, yeah. Went buck mad. And then I was like, yeah, maybe they'll throw you a tenner for a fucking taxi too. And then she was like, whatever. And then kept heckling and whatever. And then I sort of ignored them. And then they all got up to the toilet and came back. And then they obviously spoke to each other. And they were just like, right, one, two, three. And then about six of them got up and just left really dramatically. They're like, you fucking idiots. You know, this well, could have all been avoided.
That sounds like people who didn't really want to go to a comedy show and sit down.
Yeah, I mean, I think the worst thing people do is they go like, oh, it's the Christmas dinner, so let's go to the comedy night and the Christmas dinner, and you're like, terrible idea.
It's so different than music, because music you can talk through it and have a bit of crack with everyone and get on with it, but comedy you have to go there and watch a performance. It is a performance. See, imagine it like it's like you're going to see a play. It's not as serious as that, but you have to go and sit down.
But also, it's
and watch.
What another thing I think people do in this country, they do it wrong, where it's like people think the show has to be fucking 2.5 hours long, and it doesn't. It like the whole thing could be wrapped up in 1.5 hours, and I think everyone would be happy. You know, obviously there's nights where you're like, fucking hell, I could have listened to that all night, but it's better to not. It's better to like enjoy it and just have enough and then leave.
And have time after so the people can
do whatever
enjoy
you want
the rest of the night.
But yeah, it's like it's fucking. I mean, I think a lot of people have to be explained, or you have to explain to them like this is exactly the timing of the night, and not and stick to it. Just go like the first half is gonna be 40 minutes.
Yeah.
So you have to sit on your hole, get yourself 2 drinks, and sit there for 40 minutes, and then we'll have a fucking 20-minute break. And then you come back from that, and then the second one will be 45, 50 minutes. And then you're going home.
But like that's after like years of us doing libraries. We've only realized, not only realized, but we over time have like changed lineups and stuff because we went, okay, we've figured out how long the people anyway who come to libraries enjoy sitting and watching without it being really like, okay, I'm ready for a drink or people do still get up to the toilet or get drinks, that's fine. But it's that sort of thing of going, people get a bit restless or people just kind of lose that concentration a little bit, or they kind of want to talk to their friend about it
Sometimes people get nervous about like, oh my God, I really need a piss. And then one person has the bravery to get up and take a piss, and then they go, shit, let's all 12 let's go for a piss right now.
So you know? Things
and the place is
shouldn't
full
be
piss.
Longer than 40 minutes a half anyway. Definitely not.
So yeah, the table walked on the Friday night, and then fucking... Yeah, the Wednesday one was a shit show. And then we had Lola's on Saturday night, which was...
busy week.
Was it good? I don't even fucking know.
It was really good. It's a very big room, as in like the room is really long.
Yeah.
It's a huge...
Oh, yeah, it's an absolute... It's a ballroom, like...
It's like a ball... Yeah. It's fucking... Like, they have big dances and stuff. It's like a big hotel reception room.
It's fucking enormous.
So it's a great place, and the stage looks amazing. And has those big, like, window, like, glass thing behind it. Looks really, really... And, like, brickwork and stuff. It looks really good.
I poured that everywhere.
Yeah, I've seen that. It does look really good, but the problem is everyone's seated nice and close and tight, and then there's so much room sort of around the seating area that it's... I don't know.
A wee bit distracting, maybe?
Yeah, and it just loses a little bit of that...
I came off
coziness.
And someone took a photo with me, and then somehow people thought that was a queue that was
forming. Oh, yeah, people started to queue. It was so funny.
And then it was like, I had to take like about fucking 50 photos, but which was fine. But like, I didn't think I did that well, which was...
But no, you did.
Like, I came off and was like, oh, Jesus Christ. Sorry, guys.
I think it would have been hard to tell like the vibes of the night from the stage because it's such a huge crowd and it's such, you know, the space is so different. To normal comedy club sort of thing.
But, and then we did that, and then we drank
absolutely all the pints. I barfed.
When was the last time you were sick?
1993.
I think I've only seen you, not seen you, but like, well, yeah, heard of you vomiting once drinking before in like nearly 8 years.
Yeah, fucking hell.
So that would prove how much Colin drank.
Drank a lot.
A lot.
And the worst part was, I didn't buy any of it. That's probably why I drank so much. People just kept slapping pints down. People were doing fucking shots of Fireball. Da, da, da,
da, da, da. Yuck.
Fireball.
Do you remember that song?
Disgusting. And the fights were on in the back bar of Lola's. And then there was another fight, you know? There was a fight going on. The guy was screaming, I'll fucking kill you. You know, the other guy we were sort of chatting to, he slapped them. Like, literally, like, calm down. And the guy's being dragged out by, like, five people. Oh, fuck.
The other guy did elbow him, first of all. Yeah. Whatever. He didn't just slap him.
Yeah. There was a
very weird,
there was a confusion going on.
There was. But we were all just sitting down, like, being all silly in a big group. Like, ha, 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 funny. Oh, everyone having jokes. And then next thing, I'll fucking kill you. It was, like, the weirdest juxtaposition. We're just like, what's happening?
I mean, there was UFC on the TV and then a live fight happening over here. I was delighted.
Oh, you had your pants down. You're like, yes.
Like, I was like, if someone could bring me some snacks right now. Perfect. My name's Sam Evans. Can I have some popcorn?
I mean, I'm trying to be a bodybuilder.
I would love that. I did weights last night. Fuck me up. Fuck me up big style.
Like heavy weights or just regular weights? Like, were you trying to do, like, a really heavy deadlift or no?
I did. Well, actually, I wasn't even meant to do deadlifts. And then I did do sets of deadlifts. So, when I worked out the other day, I was basically like, let's see how much fucking I can deadlift here. And I just kept slapping it on. And then, yeah, because I just did so many fucking, like, I built it up really slowly. And then I did, like, about four sets of, like, eight at, like, quite heavy, well, probably like 120 or something. And then after that, I was just clinking the weights on to see how far I could go up. So I did a lot of deadlifting. So that fucked me up. But then yesterday, I was doing squats and then like a lot of presses and stuff. But then I just thought, ah, fuck it. I'm sort of cooling down here. I'll do some deadlifts as well. So now I'm very sore. Would never do that much weights if it was going to a gym. You know? Shout out to Atlantic Barbell for hooking us up with some more stuff there. You know, went to the guy's house, got absolutely lost as fuck in the middle of cold rain. He's like, oh, all the stuff's out the back. Went out the back, took me in his garage. Unbelievable. It's like the fuck, it was like, if you were doing like a mini version of the CrossFit Games, that's what it looked like.
That's what we need, isn't it?
All the we kind of have it.
No, I mean like to set it up really cool.
Nah, keep it ugly.
Oh, this is kind of just all over the floor.
Keep it ugly and stinking.
Keep it ugly and stinking.
Yeah.
Like you.
Yeah. But still sexy somehow. Fireball.
Yeah, so I got it. Look at my teeth.
Remember our lives were changed when we watched that monkey program and apparently the monkeys to like show submissiveness to the big one, like chop their teeth together. I've written on this page, OMA-vomit plus fights. Also, speaking of vomit, the clip that I showed Mickey and then Aaron, the guy emailed me a file. I had to delete it off the computer. And I downloaded it. And it was, did I describe it to you?
No.
There was, you know, sort of looked like, if I had to guess, 90s porn. Looked like it was shot on a, you know, like a camcorder. And the guy's like, boom, 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 doggy style, spins around, Merry Christmas, in the mouth. And she just barfs everywhere. Now, I showed Aaron that, and he laughed his head off. I still need to upload that video, but I'm not sure how to do it, because there's multiple camera angles. He laughed his head off, and I sort of, ha, 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 and I stopped it or whatever, and I was like, oh, how gross. And someone then messaged me, and he goes, wait, if you actually watch the end of that video, she keeps poking. She's like, burp, burp, burp. And they're actually kind of helping her. They're trying to be like, oh, God, it's okay, it's okay. And they're getting her towels and stuff. And then at the end, she goes, I'm sorry. It's just because I'm pregnant.
Oh,
My name's Sam Ovens. Do you need extra money? Why don't you try doing pregnant porn or growth porn? You have absolutely no money and you need to pay for also nappies and meth. Do you need consulting advice? Maybe try some porn and get $200. So that a stranger jizz in your mouth, throw up everywhere. And that's it, really. And then when the baby comes, you can afford nappies for a week.
No. Oh, that is both horrific and very sad.
Yeah, so sad. And then,
now, was the guy having sex with her the father of the child then? Yeah, obviously, yeah, because it's clearly that's what it was. Yeah.
I don't think you can have a baby in your mouth, you know? No, I mean, speaking of weird videos, Connor Keyes just sent me a video and he... Oh, go away. Oh, he...
That's so disgusting.
Oh, my iPhone storage is full. Piss on me, beat me.
Please, I don't want to see it.
I'm not going to show you. I don't have it anymore. In fact, some of the shit on my phone, like, fuck my hole.
Can I just draw a line under all the weird porn videos you're getting sent now?
Yeah.
Especially the vomiting ones.
So here we go. We'll hit the questions. This is from T98 Care. Question for the podcast. Why did you stop Amfighter? Love the content. Because I do what I want around here. You know what I mean?
People think you make conscious decisions about these things, which is untrue.
I get bored. If I was still making them to this day, people would be like, still making those Amfighters, we playing it.
Why don't you make something else? But yeah, that's... Yeah.
Here's why I don't make them, because a lot of them were like 8 minutes long and no one wants to see that shit. And I'm also...
Or do they? Maybe people would like to see a longer video now, because everything's like...
Fucking eat my ass. There's enough people that go, I like vlogs and podcasts and comedy for me to not do it. So I don't give a shit. You know what I mean? Everyone does a thing for a while and then they stop.
Also, if it was the right thing to do an Amfighter about, you probably would. If it was something if there was like a thing you wanted to do and I invite her about, you would. It's not like you have to like completely shut
I mean,
it
I
off.
Do the daily blends. They're very impactful very quickly. Like, you know, you can just slobber about a thing.
Yeah, quite topical things.
But, you know, yeah, I mean, I should, yeah, why not?
You haven't necessarily like retired the whole thing.
No. Johnny Wapa. Shout out to Johnny Wapa. He's coach Rugby at McGee.
Really?
Mm. What's the worst shit you got up to at McGee when you studied there?
Yeah, Colin.
Nothing. It's
what?
It's really not that fucking exciting.
Kiss any girls?
Might have. But it's like, it's shite. So like, it's literally just drank for 4 years. 3 years. That's about it. It's pish.
Uni was so bad you drank for 4 years instead of three.
Yeah.
I mean, you lived there for another year or something, didn't you?
Yeah, it worked out. Shit. I thought, I'm going to get a
job.
Do
you remember when you used to have a job, Cole?
I do, because it was fucking pish. He sat, the girl worked out, you sad to be leaving, the producer, you sad to be leaving? I went, no. She went, oh, okay then. And I was like, what the fuck, what am I going to miss? Getting paid £800 a month to fucking do your graphics work?
It's sucking my dick.
My name's Sam Evans. Consult my bollocks, mate.
She's like, who the fuck is Sam Evans?
I even said Evans there, did I? Fuck
I don't
it
know.
Up.
I said Olives.
I'm sorry. My name's Sam Olives. Do you like...
name every time.
I'm a charcuterie consultant. What do you like? Palmer ham? You can't.
Will you be releasing any Amazon Prime or Netflix specials anytime soon? James K7. That's not how it works.
Unfortunately, that's not how it works.
I'm pretty sure. Imagine I was the only person to be like,
hey, why are you not on Netflix?
Fuck, I never thought of this. Why don't I put a video? It's on YouTube, bro. I'm going to upload a video to Netflix.
Apparently, you can do it on Amazon, though, a bit easier. Because Amazon's more of like a marketplace thing. You can do things like that. But
well, I might do that. But like, Netflix, if it's on YouTube, who gives a fuck, bro? I need to have a real... This is how not a fuck I give about anything. If anyone else had a thing to record on January the 5th, they'd be freaking out. And I'm not. I haven't even booked cameraman. But here's what I'll do. My ears popped out. I'm going to sit down and have a little think about like how I want it to be, because I don't want it to be just a straightforward start to finish stand-up thing. I might have a couple ideas of how to break it up. You know, a bit of documentary, a bit of something else. You know?
Mm-hmm. So I like it.
I mean, what I'll probably do... Oh, fuck. I might put it on Amazon or something. I don't know. Who gives a fuck? Just started the Blind Boy podcast. Just wondering, what do you make of it? Could you ever see yourself talking about similar things? Would be interesting to hear about life/mentality. Yeah, and so it would be fucking interesting from every other fucking asshole who has a podcast now.
The weird thing is, before
also, why do people do that? Like, I heard his podcast. Do you think you would ever do your version of his podcast? No, I've been podcasting for about 7 years. He only started.
Yeah, because he's doing the way he likes to do podcasts, yeah, and you do it the way you like it. And also, how boring would it be if everyone did the same? And if you like his better,
when he, you know, if you want to hear someone talk about fucking... I mean, it gets out of control sometimes, where he's like, sometimes cocktails are, you know, like drinking a cocktail is a mindful way to drink. Who the fuck's trying to be mindful when they're drinking? Oh, let me just really...
That's like the opposite thing you want when you're drinking. You're like, you I want to forget my thoughts.
If you wanna be, yeah, if you want
to... Goodbye thoughts.
Let me see ya. Let me just be mindless for a second.
Cheerio. Consciousness.
Right? Tell you what it's definitely mindful of. How sore my throat was the day after I fucking ralphed up a cup of sip.
Yeah, your face is still all red.
I know, I really went for it. I was like fucking Stewie and... would be interesting to hear about life mentality. The whole fucking podcast about my life! Look, you fucking numpty! Would you ever talk about your life in your podcast? Twice a week. Forever. Huh?
Yeah.
I know you're just talking about gigs and stuff, but is that more of a dream or did that actually happen? It actually happened. Hear about life mentality.
Also, to be honest, like years ago, people used to ask us that all the time.
Colin, let's talk about mental health. Definitely need help for it. Don't know anything about it. Cause I'm Sam Evans.
You're watching a mental health podcast right now, or listening to it?
Hey, bro, I just started.
Listen to Colin, and then.
I was like the wee girl at that fucking talk I did one time. I was like, you're a comedian. Would you ever think about like going on stage and telling jokes? Did he not just say, I was at your sold out gig in the Ulster Hall. Did he not just say that? Tell you who's my favourite comedian. Lee Evans. How do you know? Only one you've ever heard of? I.
Are you a magician?
Who's my favourite comedian? Lee Evans. Oh, why? My dad's a DVD. Do you ever hear Peter Kay? I laugh at him. My God. I'm going to get... Do you know those... What do you call them? Grappling hooks or something? What do you know those things? Like three hooks on it? I'm going to have to look this
up. Claw?
It looks like a claw, Maureen. It does.
It looks like...
Sorry. Grappling hook?
Grappling hook.
Okay, so like that, right? And I'm going to put...
Like the thing if you were like escaping from a building.
Yeah, you would throw it over, yeah.
Of course, I'm
going to get two of those.
Everyone has one.
And I'm going to tie ropes to the back of two, like, Land Rovers, for example. And then I'm going to pull it together. And then those two ends I'm going to put in the inside of my anus. And I'm going to go, foot down, lads. And it's going to go, and it's going to yank my asshole to about the size of like a fucking, you know, like sci-fi movie black hole. And then you can all come up, get your swim trunks on, get the snorkel on, and jump right in there. I heard Joe Rogan's podcast. Would you ever think about calling yourself Joe Rogan and having on famous guests? Would you ever think about that?
Yeah. Would you not change your name to a famous person's name and just be them instead?
I know your name's Colin Geddes. What are your thoughts on... Your name being Mark Maron. Instead of calling Jenner Banter, call it What the Flip. And you do his podcast and talk about stuff like life. Just a quick
question. Why don't you have a Scottish
question.
Accent?
Just a quick question. Would you ever think about talking about your life in your podcast?
Guys.
Are you going to do anything special for the 10th anniversary of Iron Fighter? Maybe Dan Watson will come back. I'm sure he will.
When's the 10th anniversary?
I don't fucking know.
Do you not know? When did you make the first one?
I don't look backwards, Maureen.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, people get sentimental. They think that, you know, an equal amount of time passing is a celebration. Nah.
I know people, do you know what? People are listening to podcasts wanting to know about mental health and knowing how you can just live in the now. Colin Geddes lives in the now, as in he literally has no idea about anything that has happened before or what might be happening in a day's time.
Even in my own life.
He's so present that literally he thinks of nothing else, literally.
So, on July the 15th, that'll be 10-year anniversary of the first one.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
10 years?
That's fucking crazy!
Who gives a fuck? I don't even know what I want to do in my life yet. Seamus, saw you and Mickey last week in the Riverside. Deadly show, laugh from start to finish, but the arse of a heckler was sitting behind me. You dealt with him good to see. Have you ever got heckled that bad you walk off stage? No, but I have walked off stage at a gig before. And
Lurgan?
Yeah, everyone's story is the same. There was a gig in Lurgan that
many
was
years
actually
ago.
More like a comedian standing at the side of a fight.
It was an organised fight where people were indoors for a second trying to listen to comedy.
Know what I'd love? A million hits on a video.
What?
I don't have a single video that has a million hits.
Is that what you want for the 10-year anniversary?
No, I don't really give a shit. I mean, I would literally be too embarrassed to probably even watch this right now. Yeah, you were at that gig, weren't you? And
it's actually nearly at a million.
Still 100,000 off a million.
Okay, like, I know, but it's like at 900.
No, actually, I'd prefer a million on a more recent video.
I know, I'm just looking at that one right there.
So
900,000.
Yeah, basically what was happening, this fucking shit was kicking off, and then I just was like, is anyone listening? And it was just a wall of noise, and I went, I'll see you later. I just walked off. You know?
I mean, it wasn't even in a real venue, was it? It's like a pub kind of thing. Like a restaurant.
Someone sent me a link here, and I can't click on it. The cheese hanging off this video will make you question the American's existence. Ah, oh, bro,
it's not a clickable link.
Piss. I can't even select it to copy it. Sorry, P. Miles 55.
Resend it.
I don't know. See, Instagram's bad because I don't know if you can do that anyway. Are you excited to record Boytown with your big mate tomorrow? Dave Elliott. I'm recording the Boytown podcast with Dave Elliott tomorrow. I forgot to tell you. We're doing it early. You're going to have to drop me down and then you can go shopping. At about 12.
Okay.
You said that's the time you're going to go anyway, wasn't it?
Not really, but okay.
Well, we'll have a full domestic about it after.
So I have to be in time for 3 hours by myself?
No.
Cool. Thanks, Dave.
Well, no, two. You don't have to be by yourself at any stage. Anyway, we'll figure it out. Well, I'm excited to do it. No, because you don't do normal podcasts, do you? You have all fucking work to do and goddamn tasks. He's like, oh, well, you sort out a tweet and a phone call, but fuck off. I'm going to turn up, zero prep, and sit there and, you know, your show, fucking guide me through it. Over the tweet some fucking local person and be like, hey, Pete Snodden,
do you even use
suck
Twitter?
My dick or something. What?
Do you even use Twitter?
No, they'll get way more action because they do it regularly. I don't get fucking, I never tweet. It's a lot of shit, bro. But no, I'll try and do some fucking, I don't know what I'll do. Hey, bro. Just wondering if you wanted to, you know, call your podcast your mom's house. Just wondering about that. This is another guy here. Just sorry, Luke Sweeney, went in hard on that there. Might be too late for the questions, but saw this and couldn't help but wonder, would you have signed up and played the show or told them where to shove it? So that's beeping. I can't click that either. Dailymail.co.uk, comedian pulls university charity gig because they ask him to sign. He's asked to sign a behaviour contract. Yeah, I wouldn't have done it.
No way, would you have? No.
No? Because, especially when it comes to charity, and I've talked about this before, I fucking had a video turned down by, like, Bujin before it was under its new management, because it was like a make-a-wish thing. And I was like, I fucking just made this whole video for free, put a lot of effort into it. And you're like, no, I don't like that. And you're like, you know, it's like, it's charity. Do you want the fucking help or not?
And if you ask someone who's like, you want to use their sort of like following, you can't ask them to change the style of thing that they do because that's the reason you want them to do it. Yeah. Like it made no sense for them to try and censor it. They're trying to basically, I think you only, there wasn't that much swear in it, but they basically said you can't swear.
There's a light bit of swearing.
And then you're sort of going, but.
By the way, I took the fucking branding off it and put it up and I got about
huge
fucking 180,000 hits in a day. On YouTube, back in the fucking day, like, and I was like, you idiots. Bringing another word back, retard.
Yeah, I'd have just went, no, what the fuck? See when people are doing these like safe space comedy gigs. I don't even know what that is. What the fuck is that? Safe space comedy, in brackets, shite comedy. Do you want to come see a shite comedy gig?
Is that not then just basically people telling boring stories?
Yeah, it'll all be
it's
like...
It's comedy, not about making...
It'll be like that girl I saw in The Empire one night horrible. Who was like, you know, I don't mean to sound like an arse, but... Oh my God. And then I looked around after telling like a really funny period joke or something. She like shook her head and I was like, Holly Walsh, it was Holly Walsh. And I was like, fuck you.
I mean, if people go to a comedy gig and they need it to be really safe, like as in they know nothing.
You're doing the wrong
controversial
thing.
Be talking about. But no, but I mean, not that, but if that's how you kind of live your life where it is like safe spaces and you know, you are like triggered by things and you're really like sensitive to certain words. How can you like live out the rest of your life without, you know, life happens and things do affect people. Like they come out of the blue, horrible things might happen or maybe they won't, but that's the variety of life.
And you're like all these safe that's space.
How you, but that, if that's how you treat a comedy, like a comedy night, but see all this, how do you see, live see your life?
It's fucking like safe space triggered type thing. It's like, yeah, the weirdest things trigger you a lot of times, you know?
If anything, sometimes comedy sort of softens the blow of life a little bit. Like it talk, comedians can talk about things that are really kind of scary sometimes in life or seem a bit mad and they can make it seem so relatable and funny like and normal and like a joke. And then you go to your normal life and you go, do you know what? Just, it's all, you know, it's all a big fucking joke. Don't worry about it.
I was watching Bobby Lee on something the other day and he goes, a guy with Down syndrome made me suck his cock and the room flattens. Like they're pissing themselves. And he's like, why are you laughing? That's true. And that actually happened to him. And he goes, yeah, that's literally my personality now. He goes, I wasn't really abused. He goes, the guy would just give me sweets if I like sucked his dick. And he goes, which my whole life has been, I will literally do anything you want me to get, or I'll do anything you want me to get what I want. And he goes, that's literally the type of personality I have. I'll do anything to get what I want. No matter how humiliating and whatever it is.
Bobby Lee.
Yeah, but you're like, there's a guy who was literally fucking almost abused. Or I don't even know why the fuck he'd work that out. But he's just like, he can joke. Everyone's laughing at it. And he's like, that actually fucking happened to me. That's true.
But he's able to make a joke so it doesn't like but negatively affect
him. Do you know what is crazy? Like, if you're only avoiding words that trigger you. Like, if there's a lot of shit goes on. Like, there's people with PTSD who, like, you can't light a candle around them because the smell of burning drives them nuts. You can't fucking slam a car door because it's, you know, they've been in Iraq or something and a bang will scare them and they'll just get so anxious. There's so many things that trigger you that it's like, why are you so hyped up about the fucking words? You know what I mean? I'm sure if anyone was sexually assaulted and someone was wearing like a fucking aftershave or a perfume and you walk past someone in a shop and you smell it and you're like and you start vomiting, everything's gonna trigger you. Do you know what I mean? Like,
are you trying to say like those kind of things are much worse than just being too afraid of words being said?
Yeah, I mean, you're making such a fucking big deal of like, oh, I'm going to go to this comedy. How dare you talk about that? You're like, how fucking dare you think that you're so special that you can dictate all of this shit that's happening? You need to deal with a lot of shit yourself before you get to the fucking comedian who's making a joke. By the way, everyone's laughing.
Yeah, and don't blame the comedian and don't blame the joke. As you say, a lot of the time it's something very personal.
Yeah.
So try to deal with the personal thing, then to affect your whole
life. I just don't know why the emphasis is on the words, though. It's like I said, it could be like, oh, my house was broken into and, you know, the guy hit me with a fucking claw hammer. And are you going to walk into B&Q and be like, I think you should really do away with this section that sells claw hammers? You know, it's like, of course you're fucking triggered by seeing that. You're like, one of them hit me in the face.
Wow, what a specific, horrific example you just said. No, I know.
Yeah, but...
No, totally.
It's still specific. Like, if you fucking... Like, the joke was always... Not always, but, like, Tom Stead made the joke about he bought two male hamsters and, like, one of them is prison rape and the other one or something. Which is funny because it's, like, it's two male ones and he's making up this scenario like it's real life in a prison, but it's two fucking gerbils or something. And someone
which
like,
also happens in gerbils world.
He's up there doing fucking, you know, rape material. How dare you, Queen's University? And you're like, I bet you if you showed the video of that, everyone's killing themselves laughing because it's such a ridiculous thing. People just, you're like, you're so far away from the actual intent of the joke that I'm literally questioning how intelligent you are fucking bringing that up. People should even fucking take it on board. This is a disgrace. What's a disgrace is that you don't have fucking enough brain cells.
Well, it's always
bringing
about
it back.
Intent.
Retarded cunt.
No. No, but you, like, as we said, of course it's always about intent.
People and don't care. People don't care because they're triggered.
No, I know, but I mean, people seem to have this idea that if a comedian makes a joke about something they don't like, say...
What sort of oil is that?
Cancer,
rape seed.
Say whatever. Yeah, rape, whatever. They don't like it, but I don't know. I don't... It's weird the way they think that a comedian would be saying it just to be mean.
No.
I don't think they get the idea that comedy is for... You know, to make you laugh. It's to make a joke of something.
Someone,
it's to take something and change.
Someone said
the
this
idea
the other day. They were
slightly.
Like, no comedian ever wrote a joke with the intent of, oh, I can't wait till this really offends everybody.
Yeah.
I can't
exactly.
wait till this like upsets people.
But that's where the idea of a safe space comedy night is absurd. There
yeah.
is no such
I'll
thing.
Tell you what you're definitely
that's
safe
not a comedy
from.
Night.
Laughing.
Laughter, basically, yeah. Some of the funniest things are when you see people. It's happened in libraries, you know, and they're laughing their head up, and then they'll come up to someone and be like, by the way, that such and such happened in my life, it was really horrible, but you made such a funny joke about that, I can kind of laugh about that now. All sorts of times that happens to people, and for a lot of people it's a real, like, well, comic relief is the word for it, you know, it's like a relief from like the seriousness of certain things and like, you know, life in general. That's what comedy nights are supposed to be about. Take you away from all that for a second, and then everything else you can kind of make light of certain. I'm not saying that happens every time, but
yeah, but it's also
it's a shame that some people really.
It's also
if
like
you can't watch comedy. How else do you deal with any just normal day to day life horrible things that might happen?
But the best, you know, like all the best things are like when it's nearly dangerous. Do you know? Like all those cunts jump out of fucking buildings. In a wingsuit, it's not fun when you're just flying through the sky. It's when you're like on the nearly hitting a rock and you or like when you're yeah. on a fucking motorbike. It's not fun if you're like in the middle of a flat fucking salt plane. It's when you're like hitting corners and shit. It's like the closer it is to danger, the funnier it is, the more fun it is. Unless it's just completely silly, which is also funny, like, but yeah, I don't know.
Do you think people are gonna like, can you imagine when the sort of
I'm pissed
teenagers
off how much I
now
talk
grow
about
up? You know, do you ever think about when they become
yeah,
adults and they become and then they have children? I always sort of think about that, like how.
I think there'll always just
how
be
how do you deal with life?
There'll always be reasonable people, though. The same way, like I'll do a gig.
No, I know the will. I'm saying, but those particular types of people.
Yeah, I mean, they're gonna do.
Not
some,
talking
they're
about
gonna
everyone.
Do some fucked up things in school now. I think. Well, they're gonna be like, here we are on our first day in P1. Take this little thing and write your preferred fucking pronoun on the page. You know?
Yeah, what name would you like to call it?
Like, how fucking impersonal is it to be like, that's what I'm. Do you know what I'm gonna do? Start calling people this. This was asking if there was.
That's
a
just
fucking,
you being rude, generally, though, isn't it?
This was wondering if there was a fucking gender neutral piss hole in the floor somewhere.
But you know what's funny? When I was in school, if you call someone it or this or whatever, you were really rude.
Yeah.
Whereas now it's like, oh no, that's very polite
how
correct
of how woke and fucking progressive are they? That
it here is the end of me.
That is my well, Dawn is my wife.
That's fine. That's actually still works.
Fuck's sake.
It is my wife. No.
It is my wife.
That just sounds like you're talking in a weird tense.
Tense. Don't poke me. I'm sweating still.
Don't touch me.
Don't touch me. Okay, it's 12 past 22.
This light is still blinding me. Like,
blinded by the lights. What song do you want to play out on, Maureen?
What kind of type of music do you want a suggestion for?
Oh, bro, somebody sent me. What's her name? What do you call her? Big fat bitch. What do you call her? Oh, my God.
Who are you talking about? A singer?
Yep.
Beth Ditto?
No, she's a wonderful artist. That other big stinking dirty...
Yeah, she's gorgeous, like...
Hey.
Beth Ditto, she's so cool.
She is cool, though.
But she's just large, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, she is cool. I'm talking about this other fucking mess who is...
Who are you talking about?
She sings all the dirty songs. You know that me and...
Oh, right, okay.
Me and Mickey, so let's see, hold on, where the fuck is this? Pornhub. Oh, see, look, this guy sent me another link, look.
No, do not click that. Colin, don't
think you Mickey would appreciate this one.
No, don't.
It might not be disgusting. It might just be red.
Obviously, it's disgusting.
It might just be regular.
Obviously,
punk.
It's disgusting.
I think you were world class at this one. Oh, someone thought I would be world class at arm wrestle fighting. Have you ever seen that?
Of course not.
It's just guys doing arm wrestling, but
and they hit each other,
beating the shit out of each other. Right. Just you fill some space there, Maureen, and I'll just.
Okay, well, guys, what do you want to talk about?
There was a lady from Australia. Shout out to her. I want to say her name's Kim. Kimmy.
Keith and Kim.
Oh, I'd love to watch some of that. Can we watch some of that?
Yeah. Didn't we went for a really big phase of it about 2 months ago?
How are we getting it? Did I have to download it?
No, it was on Netflix, I think.
Bloody Rhino Stones. My name's Sam Evans. Shout out to all of our...
Deputy Bix.
Eh?
Just keeps saying Deputy Bix. I love it.
What are they?
Or she just keeps eating.
Bro, where's the messages? Oh my God, I'm fucking...
Colin, do you even know how to use...
No, I don't... Some people create... I don't know what that is. Hit that by mistake. Some guy's like, where are you located? Hit that by mistake. Don't give a fuck where you're located. All right, mate. Chill out the fuck. What's this? Okay. Oh, hey. Facebook, just play the fucking...
Where are they gone? You don't know. So who ate them all?
Someone come round and they just ate them all.
Someone come round and ate the cakes?
Yeah.
So someone broke into a home and ate Mr. Kipling's angel slices. Didn't take the TV, didn't take, you know, some jewellery. They took these cakes.
And it was a black man.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
And that's the song you wanted to play?
No.
Shit.
I forget her name.
Colin, this is so boring that you're just looking this up now.
I know. I'm sorry. I'll have it ready for next week. Do you remember me and Mickey used to watch this big fab black woman rapping and it was disgusting?
Colin. Yes.
Someone sent me another one of her songs and they were like, the beat's actually banging. So, sorry about that. You just had to listen to that racist little white girl there.
It was a black man.
That is so racist. Mickey put up a funny thing on Facebook earlier. He goes, you can be, I don't know, I'm fucking paraphrasing this, but he's like, you could be as progressive as you think you want to be until you say prawn crackers, and then you're like the racist, most racist cunt in the world. Plum clackers. My uncle used to say plum clackers on the phone to the Chinese, and they just wouldn't bat an eyelid because they got wee small ones. Where'd I come from? That just made me racist.
Joke of many layers, that, isn't it?
I honestly don't know where that came from. But yeah, I've heard him literally say plum clackers. But then he's a racist cunt. And then he also...
I mean, most people who own Chinese's aren't actually Chinese anyway.
This is how let down I was one time. I remember this, right?
I remember this.
We hear this.
Okay, go.
We were in Dublin staying at my... you know, Anne, staying at her house. She was actually not there. The whole family was gone.
All right.
And he goes, we're going to Chinese, do you want something? And I was a wee bit like, our family for some reason didn't get a lot of Chinese when I was younger. I was like, I don't know what the fuck to get from a Chinese. I was like, I'm scared. I was like, can I get pizza or something? He goes, oh yeah, pizza place beside it. But like legit old school Italian pizza. And I went, just a plain one. I'm scared of all things.
Oh, Colin, who is this boy?
I know, I grew up.
Who was he? Sounds sexy.
I mean.
And healthy and like he knew, like he had plans.
No, scared child. And I was like, I'll have just a plain one. And he goes, yeah, just a margarita. Maureen, are you making fun of my fatness?
No.
You're making fun of my fatness like the guy in the crowd at Cold Rain. You can call him, you're fat. Even though you...
That was me in the crowd.
You're literally like, oh, yeah, fucking fake moustache. Well, no, just your real moustache. Fat, overweight, obesity. Obesity, that's what he said. Obesity. Obesity, I'm from fucking Cold Rain. Obesity. Yeah, I have a weight problem, guys. Don't know if anyone's noticed.
Is this where it started?
I feel like it's really heated up, though, in the last year. And I feel like I don't think I've ever been in better shape. Like, I've literally been way fatter for way longer, but I feel like the fat abuse is really heaped
you
on
you. Could
this
have
year.
A six pack and people will still say that, so don't worry.
Oh, so don't worry about the six pack then, just take the fat abuse.
No, definitely get a six pack. No, don't eat. Who cares about six packs?
I feel like if the six pack came in, the bald abuse would really take a fucking, you know, it's always something.
Yeah, it's always something, yeah.
But you know, if, like, literally, I don't think I've I haven't been fitter or stronger or in better shape than this year in the whole time you've known me. Yeah, just a lot of fat abuse this year, you know? Everyone's
maybe it's because you're like 32 now and people are like, it's not like, you know, young person kind of uni weight.
Oh, like I'm just old man
yeah,
fat.
Yeah, you're like an old person like now. Like it's a bit worrying.
He's just like a chubby, he's got a bit of beer weight on him. Yeah. And now, like now you're like, now you're old enough where you're just a fat old cunt.
Yeah, I mean, you can't die from baldness, so that's why. So
unless it's cancer baldness.
Oh, see, my one's here dishing out the zing zings. Fuck off, Maureen, you cunt.
You and your moustache and your fat jokes. Yeah, I'm really sad about it. I feel like, you know...
Hey, talk about it. This is a mental health podcast.
Oh, it is, yeah. So, I mean, I really do need to speak to a weight loss
expert. If you were a blind boy, what would he say?
Fucking...
What would the happy person say to you?
Beautiful fat. Beautiful.
It's all in your penis, so it's fine.
One of them does have a fat cock as well. I've seen his fat cock getting out of the sea.
Does this one of them?
They're bound to have twin dicks, like. But yeah, no,
We both thought about that.
I think I've worked it out. The thing that I lack is, I don't know if discipline is because...
It is. It's definitely discipline.
No, but it's not. Because there's a lot of stuff that I've absolutely just, you know, like got the blinkers on and bashed my head against the wall repeatedly for about 70 years. It's focus.
Okay, yeah.
I actually don't think the problem is discipline because there's a lot of...
They're quite similar. Discipline and focus, though.
They are.
That you nearly need both.
Focus, you absolutely do.
Do you not think? Yeah.
Focus is like the just remembering to do it every day.
Isn't that, I find that so funny. I've said this to Colin.
It's literally
before.
Remembering that you're trying to get fit.
But I find that crazy because for most people, that's all they think about. But the discipline is the hard bit. The like sticking to eating well, sticking to trying to move your body more, sticking to just keeping going, doing it every day and not just stopping after a month.
Because I work out all
you can do that. But you don't have the focus. The weird bit is the focusing, as in like you don't remember to do it.
No, like if
that's the weirdest.
You just get
part
up and you're busy and you're flying about, and the next minute you're eating a boojum and fuck you. Whatever.
Whereas like I'm always thinking of it, like, but I lack the discipline to do it enough.
Like the working out's a good example because if I wasn't disciplined, I would never work out.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. I think you just work out, but you don't have like obviously from the certain things you've said, you never set like specific goals. If that's what you mean by
but even
focus.
If I did, even if I sat down all day and fucking set goals, I would be like, right, okay, let's do this. And then all my other thoughts would get clouded with all the other shit.
That's what I'm saying. That's like, the weirdest part is that you don't mind exercising, eating well, etc., etc. That's the bit that most people find difficult. The bit you're saying you find difficult is just remembering
that I'm doing it every day of my life for the next 3 weeks.
Focus that discipline a bit more in a way. That's... It just seems like it's like the opposite of what
Adderall.
Many people do.
If anyone has any Adderall, send me it. I'm gonna really get speedy.
Is
right
that
now.
What you think is Bob? You don't have Adderall?
Oh yeah, I definitely have ADD or something. I think can't focus
Can
on
you
anything.
Say that? That might trigger someone if you say that. No, you don't mean it.
Trigger them to fucking.
Do you know you're not allowed to say OCD anymore in case someone actually has OCD and it's disrespectful to tell them that?
I think it is disrespectful because.
Well,
people chuck it around like, oh my God,
yeah,
I've
got OCD.
I have to eat my lunch chips, then this. I've got OCD. And you're like, that's not OCD. That's just a preference.
Yeah.
OCD fucks people's lives up, big style. Like.
Have you ever seen those documentaries where people...
Yeah. They're like...
Kill themselves.
Yeah, they're
mine. No idea that it could be that bad.
Phil McKeown, who we were at a gig, Action Bronson gig with in Dublin. You're like, that's a guy with actual OCD. And you're like... that blew
when
my
you head. Actually see it, it's...
Because
it's mad.
He's a real germaphobe. And he had a fucking vape and he's smoking the vape and he touched his t-shirt with it and he goes, oh, I have to he put hand sanitizer around the top of it and then put it in his mouth again. He goes, oh, just touch my t-shirt. And then we were walking around Dublin and I just was dying for a piss. So I went into this bar and we were trying to it was an empty bar and we're all trying to take a piss without actually buying anything and bought like one fucking 7-Up. And I go to the toilet. He didn't go to the toilet. He waited upstairs. I went to the toilet, touched my dick, washed my hands, dried my hands, came back upstairs, opened it like a wee tin of mints. I don't know what the fuck they were. And I was like, do you want one of these? And he goes, do you wash your hands down there? And I went, yeah. And he goes, you put it in my mouth because I haven't washed my hands yet. And I'm like, you would rather touch my dick, wash my hands, put it in your mouth hand than you're just, I haven't done anything but walk around the streets hand.
But it's because he knew it was washed, yeah?
not that well. Like, you know what I mean? Did a bit of a spritz.
But obviously that's I mean, him.
The deck was clean.
No, but no, honestly, yeah. OCD. Yeah, people shouldn't probably talk about it.
Yeah, you're not OCD just because you're like...
Because you're organised.
I can't sleep unless I have four pillows in the bed. Or, you know, like some real bullshit.
My fridge is wild tidy. Must have OCD. Like.
Yeah.
Nah. What were we talking about?
Just me being a fat bastard. And focus. I mean...
This is what happens. We'll talk about how horrible it must be to have OCD and go, yeah, do you know what? We're fine. We're fine. We don't need to be that organized. We're fine.
Oh my God. Just,
what's wrong?
Just burl. Just burl coming out.
So...
Sometimes I think, you know, like that guy, and he's like, fucking obesity. And you're like, what if I got him one of those deep scarf holds that I do in jiu-jitsu and like lie on your chest and like, just hear him quit breathing? Be like, obesity, that. I'm a fat cunt. Probably do need professional help, Maureen. What do you think? Stomach stabled? I probably have to lose weight first. You know what I mean?
No.
What?
No, absolutely not.
Get my stomach stabled.
For what reason? You don't need that.
As if I don't get enough jip at the fucking...
You're not... That's not... No.
I love the way I think... In my head, I think like it's like an actual fucking desktop stapler that they just go...
And it's only in your outside stomach that they just staple it up and then you have a six pack. No. No. I mean, the weird thing is, if you look around Northern Ireland, pretty much everyone needs to lose weight.
Yeah, so think normal. About that. I'm pretty normal.
Northern Ireland's very extreme. People are either very into their fitness. They're very fit. It's their kind of lifestyle, or just not, absolutely not. There isn't a general sort of healthy look to people here.
That's anywhere.
Not really. Not when you go to LA. Everyone looks great.
Or like shit. That, I mean, there's the same fucking...
But there was just a lot more, I don't know, people try and keep themselves looking well.
Yeah.
Like, not overweight.
Oh. Yeah.
It's a weird problem, isn't it? Weight.
Oh, yeah.
It's, like, it's your lifestyle you have is
to,
so good.
You have to watch.
You have excess you have to, like, calories.
You have to, like, watch all your food.
And some places.
But you still have to eat. No, it's not like quitting smoking where you're like, just don't smoke these cigarettes anymore.
But I would think that's easier. I would find it harder to quit something than to moderate it.
That's why it's...
It's not harder. I'm saying it's not harder. For me, I don't see how that would be harder.
We saw a photo of you the other day.
Worse.
Fat Maureen.
Oh, I was so fat. And I'll admit that. I was so fat. And that's what I'm saying. I'm not like coming from some like preachy, like, like I
you weren't so
find
fat.
It so hard to
You weren't even fat enough where people would say she's fat.
Oh, I think they would
You were just
would've.
A bit heavier than you are now.
I don't know. Like, I've got a pretty big face anyway. Even if I was really skinny, I have a really big face.
Look at my face was huge. My face.
Right, but then this is like, this is right in my face.
I mean, if McCann was here. Huh?
These are so sweaty, Dave.
The other one's Mickey wears too, so if you're wondering why they smell like Marmite, it's him. Anyway, I'm probably going to do a workout now, even though it's 10:30 at night, just because I've got a weight complex.
Shut up, you're healthy, you have a great life, it's nothing to complain about.
Here's the thing, always been fat and chunky, right? So it's not like I got really fat and then went, I'm changing my life around. I feel like I've always kind of done... sports or worked out and ate good food, probably too much food.
You're a great cook.
I think I'm just remember you said like there's people who are fat and people who have fat. I think I just have
no
fat.
I said everyone has fat. No one is fat.
No, Mickey is fat.
No,
Mickey,
no one is fat.
Mickey, look at my face. Fat piece of shit.
No, I don't believe anyone's fat.
No, he's like, I skip for 10 minutes, I'll smoke 2 fags and have a Subway.
I honestly,
and
then he
take photos in the mirror like, I'm in good shape, bro. But he's in probably better shape than me.
I honestly think people just, and I don't know anything really, but people aren't taught anything about food.
That's
or
true.
Eating or the fact that things have calories in them. And not that you have to count calories, but people don't realize that putting on weight is literally just eating a few too many numbers of something than your body needs. That's it. And if you don't do any movement, your body isn't actually naturally burning anything above your natural body weight. And that's
Like, I mean,
it's very easy to lose weight, but it's also very easy or easy to put on weight, but it can be easy to lose it if you know how it works.
It's almost impressive how I've managed to maintain a weight and still drink and eat like I do.
But the reason someone can maintain it is because they're just eating the same level. To lose it, you have to do a bit less, but then you can go back to a maintenance level.
So
it's not that. It's like a maths equation.
3 months strict and then back on the patty.
But that, no, not necessarily.
I'm joking, of course. Yeah, we'll get but that stomach stapled and we'll be back next week, guys, with a fresh set of stapes in the gut.
Why are you so extreme about everything?
I got stapes in my gut. Staples in my gut.
This is if you try and talk to Colin about anything serious. It's like, oh, well, then I'll just go kill myself and, oh, well, I'll just do this and blah, blah, blah. And then I'll not do anything. That's it.
Are you getting fucking...
What?
Goddamn. What? Do a sign off there, Maureen, and we'll get out of here.
What do you mean a sign off? Bye. Is that it? See ya.
What Christmas song do you want to play? I just need a piss. We've talked enough about me being a fat shit.
What are you looking at?
My bloody emails. Who the fuck is it?
Emails.
Sorry, we'll do one more check for questions and then we are out of here. Hold on a second.
Yeah, you've got a lot of emails there.
40 minutes. Just started the Blind Boy podcast. Hope it's not too late. Podcast questions, do you still have a drone or is it fucked? No, I've still got it.
You did smash it, but...
No, I didn't smash it. I crashed it, but it was grand. Doing any gigs in Ballymena in the new year? No. And I'm sorry to tell you this, Michael, but there are certain places that are humorless. And Ballymena is one of them. Nah, seriously, I've never done a gig. I've done plenty of gigs in Ballymena. None of them have been good. Just can't nail it. Done gigs in Newry. Never had a good gig in Newry. There's just certain places are doomed. Comedy-wise. I mean, I was in Coleraine. Could you got Ballymena to Coleraine? I don't know. It's mad that the scale of like things in America or whatever compared to here. People are like, I live in Lisburn. I don't suppose you'd be doing a gig in Lisburn. You're like, I do gigs in Belfast all the time. Ah, I can't do it. You know what I mean? Like, it's so fucking close. It's wild. Anyway, let's get out of here, Maureen. I'm going to wet myself. Don't need a piss or anything, just for fun. But
and that's our plans for the evening.
Yeah. We're going to have some sort of piss party. Me and Sam Evans consulting my
piss. What do
you
want to watch tonight?
I don't know. I'm in such a silly mood these days for watching. Watched Talladega Nights last night. Both fell asleep. You fell asleep like an old man. Like that.
How's that like an old man?
Just your hands crossed like that.
Oh, crossed. I always cross my hands.
That's pretty much it.
We're terrible. We always just rewatch things we've already seen.
It's comfort though.
It is comfort to do that, but I think because we only start watching them so late, we can't be bothered concentrating on a new experience.
That's true.
All we watch is Jerry Seinfeld.
It's brilliant.
We keep calling it Jerry Seinfeld.
Jeremy Seinfeld?
Let's watch Jerry Seinfeld.
Anyway, let's go here. I'm literally going to wet.
Should we just watch Seinfeld?
Squirt my pants.
Oh, I was watching Forgetting Sarah Marshall there actually.
Oh, have you not seen that before?
Thousands of times.
I'm joking.
And then my sister tagged me because that was what beeped on my phone there. And she goes, I put up something like, it's my favourite film. And Niamh went, it's because you see his wiener, isn't it?
Yeah, you see his dick.
You see it quite a lot too. Like 3 times I counted. So, yeah.
Have you got them isolated on your phone?
Just it's those three? A generous penis.
It's all right. It's like a wonky animal penis. Your favourite. You love a big ugly bastard, don't you?
Yes.
How does his penis measure up compared to mine?
I don't know, but you should probably put them together and then I can...
What, meet him in real life?
Yeah. Like,
Jason, let's pop our seagulls together.
that would be a great day.
Would you enjoy it if me and Jason Segel fully got off with each other?
No, because it's Buck not attractive to a heterosexual woman to see two men kissing. It is so different to seeing two women kissing for a man.
Homophobic over here.
That's not, though. It just, for some reason, the rules don't apply that way.
I couldn't watch anyone kiss, especially if you could hear it. Fuck that.
That's the only reason you couldn't watch me honestly kiss someone. Ugh, the sound. Ugh, it's really turning me off.
Who are you kissing?
Jason Segel, obviously.
On his penis. On his generous penis. I don't know whether it's reassuring.
It is brown, though,
reassuring or not that you mainly are attracted to just big ogres men.
Not mainly attracted.
You're all like, look at this fucking oaf.
I like some attractive people.
Mm.
I was going to say Chris Pratt, he actually was like a large...
Exactly! Exactly! He's a reformed fat bitch. Jason Segel, fucking elephant man.
What about Chris Hemsworth?
Oh.
He's quite chunky though, still. He's chunky.
You fancy Chris Hemsworth?
Original.
Strange one.
Who else? Who else do I...
I mean, I used to do material about it, but isn't it funny? Like, the go-to names of, like, you know, like, who you think you are? Brad Pitt? Or, you know, like, people who are, like, 70 now? Oh, fucking yeah. George...
I mean, Johnny Depp? I never got to watch people fancy Johnny Depp.
No, he went there. Shit, bro.
Too skinny
people,
for me.
People, those sort of mysterious emo type people fancy Johnny Depp.
Yeah, I was never into that. People used to really fancy Russell Brand as well. You know, like real like alternative wears jewellery. I'm like, no, don't get it.
But there's not, other than his, you know, his personality, what's, you're very like physical, as in like you'd be like in an old film staring out at a farmhand as he like you know, like stacked up.
That would be 100% my fantasy.
Like, wiping his head and you're like, oh, look at this beefy unit over here. You're not all like, oh, this guy's charming. You don't really give a fuck about that, do you?
I mean, charming's alright, but then that gets boring. And that's normal. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Way more attractive if I see a man who's like real like manually, you know?
Manually.
That's his name.
More and be like, and can't speak.
Yeah.
Can't really function. Don't speak. Just can lift heavy things.
Like, don't be actually ever talking to me during the day and just go and do, you know, farm hand work.
Yeah.
And then just, come back and take your top
just
off.
Just wash yourself under like a hose in the garden and then come in and fucking smash my pie in on a sofa. And back to work, boy.
Yeah.
And then it's a big glass of wine.
Yeah, and that's why sometimes it's really annoying because you're all like, oh, Maureen, let's be emotional and say all these nice things to me. And I'm like, go away, Colin.
But don't say nice things to you. Yeah. I just make you dinners, that's it. You shake your head like that.
Yeah.
You tell me you didn't like the bolognese tonight?
I do, but your hands aren't rough enough, you know?
My hands are way... You tell me my hands are rough all the time? You're constantly...
That's not from manual labor.
You're constantly going, don't touch me.
That's probably from, like, I don't know, typing too hard or something.
What'd you do? Deadlift 170k? Doesn't that work? My hands are constantly... But all that furry shit you wear, my hands are always constantly sticking on it.
And that's the worst feeling ever.
And that's disgusting. Anyway, I'm away to lose weight, lose brain cells, get a job. Basically,
get a job on a farm.
Lifting bricks. Lose a lot of money. Lose a lot of money. And look into a hair transplant and we'll be in love then if I'm a fucking farmhand who lifts weights.
In my fantasy world, yes.
Oh my god.
No, but secretly you're a prince who's only doing this so that you can woo me. Obviously you're secretly rich in all of this and we live in a beautiful palace.
Girls might as well. Obviously. Girls might as well go like, what's your ideal man? And you go, everything. And you go, what do you mean? Goes, just anything that I think of that I think he should be brilliant at, he should be able to do at a drop of a hat, okay?
At any one time, be a different thing that I want.
And I get to dictate that like I'm the only female on earth.
And if you criticize one hair on my head, it's over. And that's how it works.
Yeah.
And people think men rule the world. Do they? Do they? It's the women manipulating the men to rule the world. So we can sit back, take a look at things. Wow. Hey, there's a hot take for you guys. Hey, Blind Boy fans. Anyway, Colin, it's fine. With a few improvements, you'll be perfect.
Do you want more next? Toxic masculinity. That's what you
do
like.
Do I? No. Not
you
really.
You do. You bitch.
In what way?
Don't know.
You stupid bitch.
This podcast coming. I'm more like a piss.
I am, by the way, I mean none of... I don't know. People might think I'm being a real dick now, but I've had a wine. It's fine.
I've had a wank. It's fine.
Hashtag feminism, guys, so I'm doing it right
now. Fucking right. Okay, well, I'm going to end this podcast.
Is this the worst one we've ever done?
Some people
did probably... Did we say anything?
People probably think this is one of the best ones, I'd
is
say.
Is this even recording? Who knows? This is genuinely how we talk to each other.
That actually freaked me out there.
What?
When you said, is this recording? Because I was like, I oh, shit.
I love doing that. I always go, Colin, you locked the back door? And you're like, I did, but now I'm instantly... Every time I say, did you do this? You doubt yourself?
Yeah.
If I went, are you wearing knickers right now? You'd be like, am I?
I definitely am because they're jammed up there betwixt my nuts and my leg.
Nice.
I was like, I am wearing knickers. I was wearing like nice wee frilly French numbers.
That's also part of the band.
What's French knickers? Is that an actual thing or did I make that up?
Yeah, they're like the lacy ones that come like halfway at your butt.
Yeah, I like those.
You like wearing those?
Yeah.
Is that what you're wearing right now?
Yeah, they splice my nuts right down the middle. And they got an equal sort of pendulous hang on each side.
Nice, nice, nice. Do all your pubes come through it, the little holes? Like, you remember those caps 100%. You used to get to like bleach your hair? Yeah. Like that?
100%. I have pubes come through t-shirts. From my dick. Oh, fuck. Right, morning, I'm going. I'm tired.
We're losing our minds.
I thought I had to be really sheepish when I asked you, like, would you do a podcast with me? Because I want to do it now and save time tomorrow. And then here we are, an hour and 40 fucking minutes later, right?
Well, I was, like, asleep watching my beautiful Jason Segel 10 minutes ago. Well, not 10 minutes ago.
Have you paused it on the cock bit?
I just rewound it, like, 4 times. And then I was convinced I definitely saw it. And then continue.
You rewind what?
The video.
The cock.
The video? It wasn't a video. It was a video.
Dang, 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 dang.
That's what we have to watch.
Black Books?
Yeah. I've seen it possibly, I'm not even exaggerating, 1,000 times. Because in university, we didn't basically have a TV. Oh my God, what is that?
Jason Segel's.
And all we watched was Black Books.
Cock of.
Oh, good. Now Google, I don't have to pause Google, the video.
Jason Segel's.
Look, that is generous, would you not say?
There?
Well.
I don't even know what I'm looking at, really. I'm like, is there a definitive end to that penis or what?
I mean, it's quite brown compared to the rest of his body.
I mean, that's dicks for you, you know?
I mean, we do talk about it a lot, don't we?
What?
The colour.
The colour of his dick?
Of penises. Yeah, it just is.
So.
I mean, I'm not saying it's that big, really. Yours is definitely bigger than that. If anyone wants a scale, go and look at it and then.
Although,
double it.
What height is he?
He's quite tall, I think.
Yeah, so maybe if he's like 6'8", what looks like a wee dick on him is about 9 inches.
Probably.
Probably not, though. He's probably about my height.
No, I think he's quite tall. I still think he's better. No, he is. I'm pretty sure he's like 6'.
I thought everyone was talking about, you know, Chris D'Elia and how tall he was, and I walked past him and he's fucking my height.
He's just like.
He just looks tall.
Lanky, isn't he? No, he is tall. He definitely is taller. What are these photos?
It's from a funny movie where the guy tries to hide his penis with the lid and it's a
That's
see-through
actually
lid.
That's funny.
Dicks. What about dicks?
Oh, penises.
No, that's a fat cock.
Right, no one else can see this. Not that you could put this on
anything. So there's a sideways seagull cock. No, that's weird though. That's weird dick, isn't it?
You know, in the side view, it's not flattering, is it?
For who?
For anyone?
Team skate. Right, well, this is
right, we can't just look at genitals all night.
I can't, but we absolutely have.
Well, let's do it.
Have to go, don't we? Who's this guy? Last what? Penis Parade. Okay, good website.
Top 25 full frontals.
That's goddamn Harvey Keitel.
You're joking me.
Did he get the piece out in the film?
Sweet, look at his bod.
Jesus Christ, Harvey. It's fucking apocalypse now. Guys, thanks for listening. Get your tickets for January the 5th. It's about to go off. Pyong, 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 pyong. I'll color grade it. Okay. See you later, guys. Say bye-bye.
Goodbye.
2 mics.
Have a nice day.
There we go. See you later. Bye. Thanks for having me on your podcast, Warren.
Just no problem, Colin. Thanks for coming.
I'm going to go press my penis up against the television and see how big it is compared to Jason Segel's.
Measure.
Okay, right
do
here.
Do you guys measure their penis?
I mean, maybe like beside something for scale. If you're getting a ruler out to measure your dick, sad.
Who has rulers anymore? Did they?
I don't know, which means you'd have to be in primary school. It's weird. Right, bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.